I've been hunting it. And when you, your dog run up on one of them and scream and hold you drag your dog to hunt them more at night.
No.
Can't smell nothing else.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just something, ain't no good.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a little creature about this big that hops along the ground?
Frog.
All right. Any special name of one that lives in the water?
Yes. We have different types, you know.
Uh-huh.
We have what we call a spring frog. He stays around water a good bit.
Uh-huh.
Then we have a bullfrog. People eat them.
Yeah.
You ever eat them?
No, but I've seen him eat.
Well, he lives in water. You know.
Yeah.
You can just say, oh, you hear him down there.
Uh-huh.
And I see him sometimes sit up on the log with a big eye looking at you, be fishing.
Yeah.
That's a bullfrog.
Uh-huh.
Then we have what we call a spring frog. But, more different frog than that. And we have a spring frog. And I'll tell you what I did. I went to Tallahassee, Florida. I cooked a lot of barbecue in Florida.
Uh-huh.
And the man I was cooking for, the International Harvest Tractor Corporation, cooked a dinner for them.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's about 800 people, this man. So the frog come in within the drinking box. I don't know how he got in there. It was in there.
Oh,
God. Where did he get the drinks? Pay a nickel and get the drinks out. Get something was in there.
Some kid put them in there.
I don't know. No, just... I don't know. The same man said always in there.
Yes.
See where they had this big thing at? It was a big old place out there, and they had a big warehouse.
Yeah.
Sold all this international stuff, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so I cooked out there at Packer's place that night. But just walk right down the bridge, go in there and get your drink. See them frogs all over the floor, where somebody's gonna kill them, you know. So there's just more different kind of frogs. They're colored green frogs too, you know.
Uh-huh.
And the spring frog, and these old, what we call these old jump around here on the ground, toad frog, we call it.
Yeah.
And
how about,
then we had the bullfrog.
Yeah. Does this, which one makes a chirping noise?
What?
Kind of a chirping sound instead of a deep.
Well, the old big bullfrog keeps the voice for us, yeah.
Uh-huh. Does a spring frog, what kind of a noise is
that? But that, I'll tell you, frog is a frog that beat around lakes,
mm-hmm.
you know, ponds of water, and you just hear him hollering at night. He just hollered down there at night, you know. And then they tell me there's a rain frog.
Yeah.
I don't know about him, but I say the rain frog.
Mm-hmm.
But this old frog, he comes around here now to hop. I don't know if he keep in the fuss.
Yeah.
I never heard him.
Yeah.
But these other frogs hanging on this wall, he keep hunting for us.
Yeah, I've heard them. What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait and fishing?
Well, now we have a lot of different worms. But now I use mine, I call them two names. See, first thing I use, I call them wigglers.
Yeah.
It's the kind I'm fishing with now.
Uh-huh.
They would call them jumper jacob. You can dig them up, you just...
What are they?
We call them jumper jacob.
Uh-huh.
When you dig him, you just go to move him, just time to get him up.
Jumping jacob.
Oh, yeah, he get out of the way, too. Uh-huh. Jumping jacob, call him.
Write that
one down. Yeah, he get out of the way. Now, these people up here say all kind of bait, Mr. This man, dude. John. A lot of kind of bait.
How about a real big one? A real large worm. Any special name for it?
They don't big grow. Jumper jacob grow big.
I see.
They don't been on a little bit of thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes you dig them, you're so scared you won't pick him up. That's right.
Uh-huh.
I'm no fine because it's something I fought my house. It used to be. I ran it there and I didn't fish much last year.
Mm-hmm.
Dig one of them, come on up, man. And just as soon as you get him out of the ground, as soon as the air strikes him, just, it's that way.